Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I am pleased to bring to you the 6th and 7th Mishnah of Bava Metzia, the 6th chapter for OU's Shnayim Mishnah program. Kol ha'umanin shomrei sachar hein. All artisans, that is, contractors, those who are paid to do a specific job, regardless of the time, they are considered paid watchmen. Now, the Mishnah obviously means they're considered paid watchmen over the items that you've given them not to watch, but to work on or to fix. And either they're considered paid watchmen because you're actually paying them to do the work, but more likely it's because they derive benefit from the object. What is the benefit? You're supposed to pay them at the end, and since they're holding on to your item, that guarantees that they're going to get paid, and therefore there's a quantifiable benefit to their holding on to the item for them. They get advantage of it. That makes them a shomer sachar, and therefore, since they are shomer sachar, they are responsible for theft or for loss. V'chulan sh'amru tolet shelcha v'havei ma'ot shomer chinam. But once the artisan says, hey, I'm done with the work, come and take it and bring me my money, then they are transformed into a shomer chinam, an unpaid watchman, which means they're no longer responsible for theft or loss, unless it's due to their own irresponsibility. Now, as I mentioned before, the reason why they were considered part of a paid watchman is because the object is worth something as a collateral that they can get paid. So you would say, wait a second, it still is. As long as you haven't paid them, they're still holding on to the item, even though the job is done, and therefore they're still getting benefit. And therefore, what the Gemara explains is that the artisan must say or must indicate that I'm done, come and pick up your item, but pay me whenever you want. So even though the Mishnah says v'havei ma'ot, the implication is that you bring the money whenever you want. And therefore, since the guy is not holding up the item for the payment, the item is no longer giving him any direct benefits, and therefore he goes back to being a shomer chinam. New case: shomer li v'eshmor lecha, shomer sachar. So you watch for me, and I'll watch for you. So I'll watch your item today, you watch my item tomorrow, or vice versa. Both of them are considered a paid watchman because essentially each one is doing, giving a benefit to the other. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. The Gemara says that it can't be happening at the same time based on a pasuk, but we'll leave that alone for right now and just assume that if you trade watchmanships over each other's items, that would be considered a shomer sachar. Shemor li v'amar lo hanach lefanai shomer chinam. So if you say to somebody, watch this item for me, and the guy says, put it down in front of me, then he is an unpaid watchman. Now, you might think that means that he's an unpaid watchman versus a paid watchman, but that's not the issue here. The issue is he an unpaid watchman, or is he no watchman at all because he didn't go out of his way to take responsibility for the item? So since he said, hanach lefanai, put it right in front of me, even though he didn't actually take it physically, therefore he is considered a watchman, albeit an unpaid watchman. The Gemara mentions that if the guy just says, hanach lefanecha, that is, leave it in front of you, i.e. you might think he means I'll pick it up later, that does not give him responsibility, he's not taking any responsibility, and therefore he's not a shomer at all. And also if he just says, hanach, put it down, that's also not considered a shomer chinam, he's not a shomer at all. He has to say, hanach lefanai, put it in front of me, otherwise one cannot know that his intent is to take the responsibility of being a shomer at all. And now on to Mishnah Zion. Hilveyu ala mashkon, shomer sachar. So what happens is you make a loan, and for that loan you took collateral to guarantee that you'll be paid back, sort of like if you're a pawn shop. So in that case you became a shomer sachar, and therefore you are responsible for loss and theft of that item. The Gemara explains, and this is different from the artisan, because the artisan you're being paid for work that you're doing. Here it's a straight loan. So therefore, the benefit is not really the same. So what is the benefit of your holding on to the collateral? It's not like by the artisan where you're guaranteed that you're going to get paid for your work. What's happening here is that you're doing a mitzvah by loaning a poor guy money. And since you're loaning a poor guy some money and you're involved in a mitzvah, so first of all, you're involved in a mitzvah, which is a benefit. And second of all, as long as you're watching that item, that collateral, you're no longer responsible because it's an act of a mitzvah from having to go out and find some other poor people to loan money to. And therefore, you're getting a benefit in the process of doing a mitzvah and not having to do a more difficult mitzvah, or a mitzvah that would take more time and effort. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hilveyu Ma'ot, Shomer Chinam. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that no, you're in this case where you gave somebody a loan and took collateral, the mitzvah, neither the mitzvah nor getting out of another act of charity is a quantifiable benefit. And therefore, since they're not quantifiable benefits, you can't say, oh, doing a mitzvah or not having to do a mitzvah is worth X and X dollars. It may be a convenience, but it's not quantifiable. Therefore, you're not getting a quantifiable benefit out of it. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you are a shomer chinam, not responsible for theft and loss, not a shomer sachar who is. Hilveyu peirot, shomer sachar. But if you lend someone not money but fruit and you took collateral, then you're considered a paid watchman. Why? That is, you're paid watchman for the collateral that you took. Why? Because when you loan somebody fruit, they have to pay you back the same quality of fruit when they're finished with the loan. As opposed to if you just held on to your own fruit for that part, for that period of time, it would be rotting, the fruit would be less fresh. So therefore, since you're essentially freezing your fruit, so to speak, and getting them back at a later time in a perfectly same condition, that is a quantifiable benefit. And if you took a collateral for that loan of fruit, you would be considered a paid watchman. Abba Shaul Omer, Mutar Adam Lahaskir Maskono Shal Ani. So Abishol says that if a person gives you an item as collateral to a loan, so the poor person gives you an item as a collateral, so you lend the poor guy $500 and he gives you a shirt, you can loan out that item to somebody else to reduce, and then based on the profits that you're making from loaning out that collateral item, you can reduce the payment that the poor guy owes you. And why are you allowed to do that? Because it's like Hashavat Avedah. Because if you loan it out long enough, the guy will no longer have to pay you back anything. He'll have made all his money back, and therefore he'll be able to get back his shirt or whatever else he pawned by you, and therefore you're essentially returning an item which was very much up to being lost if he couldn't have made the payments. Since it is like Hashavat Avedah, therefore you're doing a mitzvah, so therefore it overrides the sense that you really can't take somebody else's item just because you're watching over it during the time of the loan and sublet it out to somebody else. The Gemara stipulates this only happens if the item that you can loan out will not take serious damage, if it's not in some way, the more use, the worse it gets, and if you make a significant amount of money from it, otherwise it's just not worth it.